marketing and managing tourism. It's a delicate balance. How do we ensure our number one economic driver doesn't trigger a pushback? The Hawaii Tourism Authority recently released results of a resident survey, and not surprisingly, with our record visitor numbers, resident satisfaction is slipping. Here's some feedback that you gave us about tourism across the state.
The visitor industry is keeping us from being creative. It's a 21st century nothing. We need to go into the hemp manufacturing, the cotton manufacturing. We can make clothes out of hemp made in Hawaii and cotton, blue jeans. We can retrain. We could educate our local kids and have a really sustainable society, but the tourism is not part of it. Maybe a little bit, but not like it is.
I think that rampant, massive tourism is entirely ruining Hawaii. I think that what has happened is that we have become homogenized with the mainland, and we have lost our own culture and the things that make Hawaii unique. Even though there has been an attempt to use Hawaiian values, I think that those have been overtaken by a cutesy approach to Hawaiian culture, and we've just lost where we're going. I think that there needs to be some kind of controls, some kinds of limitations. Our land is taken over, our neighborhoods are taken over, our beaches are taken over, everything has become commercialized. What used to be public beaches are now full of chairs and canoes and other things that are specifically for the tourist, which local people certainly can't afford. So I just believe that tourism is a bad deal.
That was Gus from the Big Island and Dorothy from Maui. We sat down with HTA's Jennifer Chun, who heads up the agency's Tourism Research Division, to drill down on the numbers to try and understand what's happening.
The study was first initiated in 1988, so it kind of does go back for a while, but we've been doing it more frequently recently because they were doing it more periodically, and we now have moved it so it's an annual survey instead of every other year or less frequently, and we are seeing that trend where everybody recognizes the value of tourism. That was kind of an issue like in the early 90s where people didn't recognize that tourism was our number one industry and it was the economic driver. But now everybody gets it. People understand that, you know, tourism brings in a lot of jobs. You know, we have the opportunity to have festivals and events and shopping. And everybody acknowledges that. But now it's kind of this issue where, you know, where is the balance between what the residents need and what the visitors need? So I think people are still happy to have visitors come, but it's affecting their lives in different ways because visitors are traveling differently too. So it wasn't so much that, you know, you could go into every neighborhood and see visitors. People kind of stuck to like Waikiki and the beaches, and they would go to the Polynesian Cultural Center, and people are still doing those things, but as social media is prompting people, you see them in unusual places for, you know, for us as residents. And so that's kind of prompting some of this where, you know, maybe that's a negative for me and that, you know, what are the benefits for tourism? We get that. But now we're starting to have some impacts in my life that, you know, maybe might not be so positive.
Right. And we have seen the proliferation of illegal mm-hmm. vacation rentals outside of the areas where they were supposed to be operating mm-hmm. when this whole thing was set up years ago.
Yes. And actually, and we see that more on Oahu because there's not currently a mechanism to become a license or get that variance. You know, we see in other counties, like, for example, in Maui County or on Kauai, that they have systems set up and there is, you know, some method where they evaluate your application and everything like that. And I know that County of Hawaii would also like to do something. And with, you know, with the mayor's stated intentions of what he wants to do for vacation rentals, you know, I think that's a step that they're at least moving because the city and county of Honolulu hadn't moved in quite a while on this issue. They had no changes in the list of approved units since 1989. I mean, 1989.
Right, yeah, here in Honolulu, yeah. And it's there's a lot of
changes, yeah. So, of course, it means that a lot of the people are not in, you know, up to in the zoning that they're supposed to be in. So, of course, there's a lot more that they're going to have to address. Like, for each of those units. And like you said, it's in every neighborhood.
So tell us more about the survey.
People were contacted primarily by phone, and it's historically been a phone survey. But this time around, we tried to do something a little bit different and to see if we contacted people online, whether or not that would affect the results of the survey. And, you know, we did a test with that, and we feel that those results are equal, you know, the results came out similarly. So going forward, I think that will enable us to reach to more people, because with the switch where people are canceling their landlines and people not necessarily, like, answering cell phones from people, it's harder to get people on the phone. So if somebody will take an online survey, we can have bigger reach.
Okay. And the upshot of the survey, how much of a difference are we seeing from the last time, just about the negative reaction?
I think that it's a little bit more negative on some things. So there's three tracking questions that we've been looking at since 1988 is about the impact of tourism on you and your family. Has it been positive? And that we did see that go up, so that's great. You know, we also have a question about, is this island run, you know, for tourists at the expense of local people? And we also saw that gradually go up. And then whether or not tourism brings more benefits than problems, you know, we see that going down. But it's not dramatically going down. We saw a bigger shift earlier in the survey period from 2010 to 2012. But in the most recent rounds of the survey, the shifts have been more gradual.
Okay. But the whole point of this mm-hmm. is to help us better manage our numbers, I guess, and just to get feedback.
Absolutely. So this is, an important tool, not only for the Hawaii Tourism Authority, but, you know, for the state in general, because knowing how residents feel about tourism, no one else really does a survey like this. In fact, when I talk to other destinations around the country, you know, they would like to do a survey of their residents to see how they feel about tourism. So I feel like with this tool, people can, you know, decide how their budgets are going and how their program strategies. And, you know, knowing that this has been a trend, Hawaii Tourism Authority really has been doing a lot of programs that maybe people don't know about. We have a lot of community programs. We have a lot of programs that support natural resources and Hawaiian culture. And, I mean, people tend to know about the festivals and events that we support, but the other things that are more quiet activities, people might not know that HTA supports, and we really are doing a lot on every island.
I was at an event recently, the mm-hmm. Wearable Art, and that was in Waikiki.
Mm-hmm.
Different venue, I think, and I think maybe the idea was to bring in visitors, because already a large cross-section of the local residents mm-hmm. attend that show.
But in making things, like, for example, for that event, one of the reasons why Hawaii Tourism Authority will sponsor is, of course, because there is a visitor component for that. But we do think that having events is important for residents. So if this is a resident-focused event that we can enhance with our sponsorship and then also bring in visitors, that's, you know, very compelling for HTA.
Okay. So what else can you share with this? I mean, I know I'm mm-hmm. looking at a page here in this report that folks were flagging the traffic problems and overcrowding, higher prices, damage to the environment. I mean, mm-hmm. pretty high up there.
Actually, yeah, those are the top negatives that people cited, because we asked them, for those people who said that tourism brings more benefits, more problems than benefits, kind of switching the question order around, you know, we asked them, what are those problems? And, you know, those are the ones that rose to the top about traffic, overcrowding, and the cost of living. One of the things that we did note is that, well, okay, so we see this trend for traffic and overcrowding, and it's definitely as the number of visitors go up, people have more of that feeling that it's too crowded, that there's more traffic. But at the same time, we're looking at the resident population and seeing how the resident population is growing too. So not only are there more visitors here on a daily basis, but just us who live here. So, you know, the islands are only so large. And so that it's like balancing out the needs of everyone. Because it's not like you can magically tell some airline, okay, you know what, you can't bring as many people on that flight. You know, that's not how it works.
Yeah, can't put a lid on it.
No, not really.
Although there were attempts, I think, with bills at the legislature. But impractical, but mm-hmm. at least it gets the conversation going.
Yes, and I mean, and we... Nobody's putting their head in the sand, you know what I mean? So we like to have these conversations with, you know, the community, with our stakeholders, and just understand how we can, HCA can impact the greater communities. So, for example, we do have a meeting with, like, the mayor's office and, you know, his staff on a quarterly basis. And we talk to them about, you know, for Honolulu City and County in particular, what are the issues and how can we get involved? Because we recognize that visitors are impacting, you know, the county. So that's something that I think has been a good dialogue and something that HTA has been doing for, I think, 5 or 6 years.
Right, because we're talking about impact on the city services, whether it's a rescue mm-hmm. on a hiking trail or, you know, an unfortunate incident at our beaches.
Yes. And I think that, you know, those, unfortunately, I don't know if it's more public now or if it's just that more people are having issues. I think that people are underestimating their ability to, you know, go snorkeling and, you know, are they in the best of health? And, you know, they're not used to, like, swimming in the ocean versus swimming in a lake. I mean, there are a lot of different factors. So we hope that, you know, HCA can help the visitors in general by getting the message out, how be responsible for yourself while you're traveling, and, you know, knowing your limits and don't go into dangerous areas, those kinds of things.
Right. We want to keep everybody safe.
Yeah, exactly. It's really important. Our residents too.
Anything else that you think would be important to underscore with the survey that you folks did?
I think that one of the things that has improved over time, I think that residents have recognize the importance of representing the Hawaiian culture in an authentic manner, you know, like, because what makes Hawaii different from any other destination, because, you know, other destinations have nice beaches and nice trails and things like that, but it really is our people, our place, our culture, and that whole, you know, Hawaiian culture is the underpinning of everything. And, you know, we have been making strides working with people, you know, how they're using the Hawaiian culture in their marketing or, you know, in their attractions. And I think that we've seen that, you know, the acknowledgement of that's increased. That's great.
And then anything distinctive from the various neighbor islands at all?
One of the things that's interesting, and I don't have a deeper insight to it, but we did see that there's less unhappiness with the tourism industry on Kauai. So I think that maybe they, you know, every island understands the importance, but maybe because of the way their traffic patterns are or where their hotels are located.
Fewer complaints.
Yeah, fewer complaints. So, but it seems that, you know, every island is feeling it.
We saw the downturn on the Big Island mm-hmm. quickly. After the volcano news kind of hit the world. Mm-hmm. Have you done any surveys since then?
No, but planning to go into the field by the end of next month to do another round of surveys. So if you're listening and you get a call, please respond to the survey. We want to know what everybody in the States thinks. But, you know, we are planning to, you know, monitor how people feel about tourism, you know, on an ongoing basis going forward. So it will be interesting to see if the volcanic activity on the island of Hawaii has any impact on how residents feel about tourism. You know, we certainly know how the businesses feel. So it would be good to know how people who are not necessarily in the industry feel about it.
Right. But we did see a drop off and it is affecting jobs.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
If you do attend a sponsored event, event sponsored by Hawaii Tourism Authority, we are making a bigger effort this year to have evaluation staff. So, you know, you'll see people offering to take a survey about the event. And one of the things that we look at is not only the economic impact and how satisfied people are with the event itself, but we are also looking at the community impact of all of these events that we're sponsoring. And so, you know, if you are attending an event and you're approached by staff, you know, please kokua and, you know, take our survey. I think the most important thing is that, you know, we do recognize that the residents are definitely more concerned, that we have to focus more on managing the destination. And I think that HTA has responded to that. And I think that HTA hasn't done a good job of telling people that we're doing those things necessarily. And so I think it's, you know, on us to tell people about things that we're doing so that they're aware, not just for the sake of them being aware that, you know, oh, yay, HTA, but the fact that we are doing things and that we are looking to balance things out and help the communities. You know, we do weight the data. So if we tend to, we try and oversample a little bit, maybe on the neighbor islands because, you know, of the population, but everything goes back to census data and it's weighted for a geographic distribution and everything. So we do feel that the survey is a good representative of the overall opinions of the residents of the state and by island.
That was HTA's Jennifer Chun, Director of Tourism Research, talking about recent survey results as we try to strike a balance between the needs of residents and the needs of visitors.